Hi, welcome to The Good Stuff. We've got a good batch for you today. We're very happy that you're here. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They cover South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. They've got information that applies nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques decided to name their South Room in Spearfish, South Dakota. Check out Yesterday's South 40. Same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment if you just call 605-642-5884. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Well, of course, coming up Tuesday happens to be Independence Day.
It sure is.
That's right. So I have got a poem. It's called The Sound of Independence, and it's by Slim McNaught.
Well, let it fly then.
All right. South Dakota cowboy there. The Sound of Independence. When July 4th rolls around once more and the countryside is popping and the cracker stands are selling fast with kids and adults all hopping. It's here again, Independence Day, the same as it comes every year. It's holiday time for working folks, and they celebrate it with cheer. Listening to the sounds, I wonder what is going through people's minds. Do they stop to think just what it means when Old Glory passes in line? The blood and the tears shed for this flag has since kept this country free. Forgotten by some as this day comes, blood and tears shed for you and me. Some never think, may not even know, of that war in 76. Our ancestors fought and won that war with soldiers born of every mix. And after that war, those men spread out, started getting their lives in line. Built a country we can be proud of, and it has served us all this time. Their unaware soldiers turned cowboys, trailed all those herds to the north, and helped the homesteaders build our land to this easy life it brought forth. When Pearl Harbor came and shook the world, our citizens rallied around, put together forces that won the fight, and ran the enemy aground. Some never think of those who now serve in the countries where turmoil lives and lose their lives so men can live free. What more can each soldier give? So on this, our Independence Day, let us give thanks that we are free and tell the world who is listening that freedom has never been free. That's Slim McNaught.
Well, Kim, I have something also to share along a patriotic nature as we get close to our 4th of July holiday. It's called I Am by Jim Cramer from the 44th Medical Brigade, 1969-1970, called I Am. I am the fellow that lived down the block. Maybe you saw me while taking a walk. I am the guy who lived across the track. Maybe you saw me and turned your back. I am the fellow that lived in your neighboring state. You saw me in an airport waiting the wait. I am the guy you saw on the news every night. I went to NAM to fight the fight. I am the fellow so eager and young, doing my best at a job that needed to be done. I am the guy who answered our country's call. My name is on file at the wall. I am the young nurse, dedicated and true. When you came in wounded, I cared for you. I'm the young nurse who was your friend. You didn't see my tears when your life did end. I am the doctor that treated your wound, though I had no sleep since yesterday's noon. I am the doctor you never saw cry. I felt so helpless as I watched you die. I am the guy at the fire base that never saw your hopeful face. I am the guy who shot the round. I hope it helped them hold their ground. I am the young pilot of a Huey or a Chinook. I took them in and brought them out. I am the jet pilot they called for help. I did my best to save their scalp. I am the sailor working off the coast, just doing my job. I didn't boast. I am the sailor on the pitching deck, risking my life to save another's neck. For those who hear these lines of verse, please remember we went, for better or worse. We didn't run north or dodge the draft. We went to NAM with our warcraft. You may know us and you may not, but remember, we answered when it was hot, because it was right and still is today. Our country called and we stood to pay. And again, that was written back in 1992 by Jim Cramer, who was with the 44th Medical Brigade, 1969 through 1970.
Okay, Mike, let's wrap it up with this. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. G.K. Chesterton.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd appreciate hearing from you. Include the author if you know it. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.